You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Hendricks College head baseball coach RJ Thomas. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your schedule, your busy schedule, to talk to us today.
Jeff, always a pleasure. No, it's getting close to tournament time when we're talking with you guys, so that's always an exciting time of the year.
Coach, take us through your mindset as you guys get ready. Now, obviously, as we're talking now, you still have a weekend of conference play left with Southwestern, but take us through your mindset as your team gets ready for one more conference weekend before you head to Millington for another shot at an SCAC championship.
Well, you know, first and foremost, focus is on Southwestern. You know, it's always tough to go into their place and play good baseball and you know, come home with some wins, and that's our first focus. Knowing that we've already clinched the 2 seed in the West, you know, obviously relieve some of that pressure, but it also makes us want to go down there and you know, finish the season series with them and hopefully win that series. So we have a little bit of a split focus as we try and get ready for the other side, knowing that that there's still work to be done finishing out the West season.
Coach, talk to us about what it means as a program. You're in your 6th year with the Hendricks team. With Hendricks, take us through your through what it means as a program as you've built this now that you get ready for your third SCAC championship appearance in 4 years.
It's great in that this is what's expected now. You know, we came off the field earlier in the year against one of our conference opponents, and then I can't remember which, but it was one of those home series, and then we swept the series, and, you know, there are a lot of people really happy and you know, telling our guys how good of a job they did and you know, how good of a weekend it was, and, you know, our guys pretty much to a man just felt like that's what was expected. You know, they expect to win now. And that hadn't always been the case here. So it's good to know that we're going to put a good competitive team out on the field every weekend, and that the expectation is if we play good baseball, we got a chance to win. And that's been a huge turnaround. You know, credit our seniors with being the driving force behind that. You know, since they've been here their freshman year, we've been in 2 out of 3 championship games and been in the tournament 3 out of the 4 years. And it starts with those guys. It's that mindset of, you know, if we do what we're supposed to do, we've got a chance to beat anybody in the country. And that means a lot to me is, you know, we get to watch these guys as they develop and get older and get better. And then it also means a lot to our school and our athletic program that, you know, that the expectations have definitely changed.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by RJ Thomas, Hendricks head coach. Coach, lots of coaches, when they inherit struggling programs like you did taking the Hendricks job, lots of coaches talk about changing the culture, but it's certainly one thing to say that. How, and not too many actually succeed in that. How have you been able to, and what's been key, not just you, but how have you been able to change that culture as a program?
Well, it starts with your assistant coaches. It starts with guys like Neil Grote and Jay Maddox, Patrick Burton, Chris Curry, guys that have been with us and been around, and you know, they've been here in the good times and the bad, and they understand what the program was and where it needs to go to be competitive with the likes of Trinity and Millsaps, and you know, now you look at Rhodes with Cleanthus and what he's done. But it starts with those guys and letting them, you know, as they recruit guys and as they tell stories and you know, get people to buy into what we're trying to do, that they have the belief and the knowledge of what it takes to turn the program around. So it starts first and foremost with the assistant coaches, and then it comes to, you know, players like Daniel Ward and Jeff Ferguson and, you know, Colin Raddick, and getting those guys on campus and you know, letting those guys understand that, okay, this is where the program's been, and you know, these are the places we think you can take it, and then having those guys in and having them, you know, having them be the leaders, having them show up to work every day and putting in the time in the weight room and the time on the field and the extra time outside of practice when nobody else is around, having your younger guys see that, you know, that's what set this senior class up was coming in their freshman year and seeing guys like Daniel Ward and Wheeler Knapp show up to practice every day and how they carried themselves and what they expected. And then it's carried down the row. And now, like I said, you know, it's the expectation that you show up to practice every day and that you work hard and that you spend the time in the weight room and you do the extra things that you need to do to take you from a middle-of-the-pack team to a team that hopes that, that they can compete for a conference championship every year.
Coach, you talked a little bit already and touched on your senior class a little bit, but go a little bit in-depth and just talk to us and describe to us how gratifying it must be to see that senior class and what they've been able to accomplish over the last over the last three full seasons and knowing what's ahead of them as they gear up for to ending their careers at Hendricks.
This is a really special group. It's a huge group. There's nine of them. You know, every year on senior day, we've typically painted the numbers of the seniors behind the home plate area. You know, there's been three or four or five. Well, this year we had to put them behind the infield grass because there's nine of them. So in order to fit all the numbers, that actually the numbers had to go into the outfield. But it's a super talented class that from day one has always put the team above themselves. You know, it's guys like Nathan Haar and Kyle Raskin and Andrew Thames, you know, Clark Sims, Aaron Bowen, guys that show up today and show up every day and they'll be here today ready to work, with, you know, three or four practices left. And then before we get into the conference tournament, they'll come to work, and they'll come work just the same way that they did on day one. When we started in January, on January 15th, they'll show up with the same passion and the same desire, and that same mentality that's been there since their freshman year, which is, I'm going to do my job, I'm going to pick up the guy next to me, and if he does his job, then we're going to be a special group. And it's been that way. You know, the mentality of our offense is get it to the next guy. You know, go to the plate, do my job, get it to the next guy. Let him do his job, and he gets it to the next guy. And that's how we've done it, you know, for as long as I've been here. And this senior class specifically has really bought into that concept. And, you know, going to the field and having a good time and playing hard and leaving everything out there. You know, if you show up and give me everything you've got, at the end of the day, win or lose, we're going to leave the field in a good mood. So,
Coach, last couple of questions for you, and we'll let you leave. But we'll start with who is key for Hendricks if you look to make another run back, and obviously you lost in the championship last year to Trinity. But who are a couple of players who are going to be really key if the Warriors look to get back to the SCAC championship and win it this year?
You know what? It starts with those seniors. There's eight of them that are on the field. Smoyer's rehabbing an injury, and he was out all year. But it starts with those eight seniors. You know, Jeff Lomax on the mound in the middle of our infield with Raskin and Sims, center field and Aaron Bowen. You know, hopefully being able to get Sims back at some point. He's out right now with a broken hand. Nathan Haar. And it's that being able to do it together approach. That's going to carry us. If we have a chance to win this thing, it's going to be because our offense does the little things well. We throw strikes, we attack the baseball defensively, and we make the routine play. And that's going to be the key to it. And again, it starts with those seniors, because it's seniors in the middle, it's seniors in center field, it's a senior at first base, it's a senior in right field. So it's going to be those guys doing what they do. Showing up and working and making the small things the important things and sticking with those details. And if they do that, we've got a chance. We've got a chance against anybody. So,
Coach, last question for you. But you're regardless of your outcome with Southwestern this weekend, you are the 2 seed out of the West. Means you'll match up with the 2 seed out of the East, and that's either going to be Millsaps or Rhodes. You have a lot of experience, a lot of familiarity with Millsaps, even though they switched sides and played in the East this year. And you also played Rhodes a couple of times this season. Is there any sort of advantage knowing that you've played those teams a couple of times, whereas some teams may not be as familiar when they get to the championship, having not played, you know, one side of the division?
It's always good when you know the team you're stepping on the field against. You know, seeing Rhodes twice this year is obviously going to help us, and it's going to help them if we play each other in the first round. We've obviously got a history with Millsaps, having played them five times every year for the past, you know, 6 or 8 years. They're a pretty new team, so there's going to be some things to learn from them as we get into this tournament. But there's definitely a bonus to have you know the teams that we're going to face. And, you know, we had the opportunity to play Birmingham Southern twice this year as well. So we've seen, with the exception of Millsaps, we've seen every team that's in this tournament this year. And then knowing that we've seen Millsaps over the years, and we know what to expect from a Jim Page coach team, we're excited going into the tournament. It's going to be a heck of a tournament. There's six really good teams going to Millington, Tennessee in a week and a half, and it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun with a lot of good baseball played over those 4 days.
RJ Thomas and the rest of his Hendrix Warriors will open up their SCAC championship appearance on Thursday, April 26th at 3:30, playing either Millsaps or Rhodes. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your schedule, and best of luck in Millington.
Jeff, that's great. Thanks for all you guys do, and hopefully we see you over in Millington.